5'9".
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Oh, it's good to be here on Hump Day, National Republican Presidential Candidate Hump Day. They better get on with it or they'll be over the hill by sunrise tomorrow. This is your host, Paul Hurd. Glad to be here. We got Hurd's Louisiana Live bringing you the Louisiana news, bringing it in hot and heavy. We're glad to be here. We're going to do our financial report as we always do. See what happened in the real world. We're going to talk a little bit about clemency. We're going to talk a little bit about how to stop crime. There's a couple of good developments occurring. I think we need to be thankful for those. And then we're going to talk a little bit more about what you're not going to be able to get away from. We're in the middle of elections. We've got 30, 40 days before you're going to vote the first time for your state rep, state senator, and your state offices. All of them on the state office level are up for grabs, except Timmy Teeple was the only one that qualified for commissioner of insurance. We may get to him. We're going to do that probably on another show. But the insurance commissioner is a test of Louisiana on whether we're a Huey Long state or do we wish to be a modern, prosperous state. Insurance is a perfect example of that. The other statewide office that is not up for re-election, only one person qualified, was Commissioner of Agriculture, and that Mike Strain is our Agriculture Commissioner, has been for at least 8 years, and no one qualified against him. And so those two races, I think, are not up for I know they're not up. There may be another one. I don't think so. What's interesting about those two, and then we'll go on, is those are two positions that historically we used to every 4 years elect a new insurance commissioner, and then every 4 years we would our insurance commissioner would go to jail for fraud and abuse, and we'd elect a new insurance commissioner, and then he'd head off to Angola, just like his predecessor. And agriculture was really one of those things that seemed to be so narrow, so isolated, that both of those were positions historically that many people have said ought to be simply departments inside one of the other main offices. Insurance could be under the lieutenant governor. Insurance could be under the governor. Same thing for ag. But the point was, it really is such a specialized portfolio of responsibility that what you find is it's easy for a small group of farmers for ag or insurance companies or insurance agents for insurance. A small, power-hungry group could more or less capture those offices, and they became less protective of the citizenry and a whole lot more protective of the business and more crony capitalism than really capitalism or protection of the consumer. I don't know. Look, it's working out so far. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm not trying to start a movement. All I'm saying is it's been one of those that has often been treated as a portfolio that didn't need to be independently elected, and one that had some real dangers often because it was such a narrow topics. But we'll go on. Look, we still got our Louisiana Excellence Hotline. We want to hear from you through the show. It's 504 556-9696. Don't forget about LouisianaExcellence.org. It's LouisianaExcel, E-X-C-E-L, .org. Go to the website, look at those policy positions, and when you talk to your candidates that are running for Senate, running for governor, running for the House, ask them, where are they on cutting our sales tax? Where are, and not offset, clean phase out cut. Where are they on clean phase out cut of our income taxes and corporate income taxes and franchise tax? We had franchise tax passed, and Senator Elaine didn't have the guts to even bring it up at the veto session. And the reason he did it is because there's an awful lot of people promising you that they're in favor of cutting that franchise tax, and they're not. If he'd have put it up, they would have had to vote to repeal it. And this is the problem with what these politicians say. I'm glad they talk. I'm glad they tell us where they're supposed to be. Then I want to see how they vote. Do they get the vote on the table? Then do they vote on it right when it comes up? That's where we are. That's where you are now, trying to sort these candidates out. We're going to talk about that in the last half of the show. I'm going to try to give you some tips on how to watch out for the old P.T. Barnum treatment, as we can't fool all the people all the time, but he was sure he could fool some of the people all of the time. And so we don't want to be those fools that get fooled by a promise today and a never mind tomorrow after the election. But let's do the financial report. Dow Jones, look, I should have done it quicker because it was a good day on the financial market. Dow Jones closed at 34,472, 98, so almost 473, 34,473, up 184 points, up 0.5%. That's a good day's work. That's putting money in the bank. So Dow did well. NASDAQ did better. NASDAQ closed at 13,721. That was up over 200 points, up 215 points to be exact, up 1.6%. That's more than a good day's work. We're proud that we're proud to have a NASDAQ index fund. Would have really given you a little pop today. Now, you got to take them when they come, take them when they go. But that's, NASDAQ had a good day. Lastly, the S&P closed at 4,436. Yay. My floor on the S&P is 4,400 with a gain of 48 points. We got out of the 4,300s, and we're out in the 4,400s, up 48 points, up 1.1%. A good solid day. 1%. Give me 1% up every other day, and I get 3% a week. I get 12%. A month, 12% a month, and I double my money in a year. That's the kind of returns we want. When we get back, we're going to take a short break. When we get back, we'll talk about our interest rates. We'll talk about our oil and gas. We'll talk about the finances of Louisiana. This is Paul Hurd, your host, Hurd's Louisiana Live. We're coming in hot, and we will be right back. A girl could make me feel the way that you do. You're all right. Whenever I'm asked what makes my dreams real, I tell them you do. You're out of sight. Well, twiddly deep, twiddly dumb. Look out, baby, cause here I come. I'm breathing.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Wednesday, music icon Vince Vance joins us. We'll talk with Chadwick Moore. He is the author of a brand new biography on Tucker Carlson. And we'll visit with Josh Bernstein on the hot topics of the day. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Does your business need help with print, signs, or marketing? Partner with Sir Speedy. We have more than 50 years of know-how and a proven track record that goes into every project. Our specialists will work with you on everything from print collateral and direct marketing campaigns to signage both indoor and outdoor. Call Sir Speedy and let us know how we can help at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. Sir Speedy, if you need it, we do. It.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for our 12th season of In the Red Zone.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. for our 8th season of Breakfast with the Bayou Bengals live from the Silver Slipper Casino in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi.
We're back. Glad to be here. Herds Louisiana Live, bringing it to you. Once we get this financial world out of our way, we'll be all Louisiana. That's what we bring to you every day. Let your friends know they can listen to that national news anytime, anywhere. What they need to get the inside scoop on Louisiana politics, Louisiana government, Louisiana business is get to Herds Louisiana Live. The program also, if you've got friends who can't get to it at 4 o'clock, remember, it's a pod. It's recorded at the station. Go to WGSO.com, look for Herds Louisiana Live. You'll see our program, and I've got two sons, particularly, who work during the day. All three of my sons work during the day. But two of them have a chance as they're driving home. They've got a little further ways to drive because they're in Florida and because they are in North Arkansas. When they drive home, they just clip my show on and listen to it whenever they're making that 30, 40-minute drive. They get to listen to Dad keep up with Louisiana, and it's something that you can do. You can tell your friends to do. And even during the day, if you're in your office, you can go to WGSO.com and listen to the show while you're at your office right on your computer. You don't have to have the radio, obviously. So anyway, that's what we've got going on. I dropped a piece of paper. on one of our stories. I had to get to it. I'm there now. Let's talk about our interest rates. It's interesting. Rates are, they've bubbled up, but they're just sort of holding on right now. We'll see what happens. They were above 5. The 2-year was above 5%. It was 5.00 something yesterday, but it was 5.00. It might as well have been 000, but it's 5.044. Well, it's now at 4.967. It's gone down a little bit, and that's good because it really was a little surprising when it went up yesterday and the day before to above 5%. Also, we've been talking about the inverted curve, and as long as we've got inflation damage, inflation occurring, and the Federal Reserve trying to beat it back, we're going to have this inverted curve. Just to give you an idea, our 2-year closed at 4.96. The 30-year closed at 4.26. That's 0.7 inversion. That's about where we've been. We sometimes got it when the Fed got scared of the bank pressure on banks. It went to the inversion went down to 0.5. When they get scared about inflation, the inversion goes up to 0.8, 0.9, or even 1% between the 2-year and the 30-year. Well, to give you some idea of how inversion exists today, while the 2-year Treasury bill closed at 4.96, if you bought a 1-year Treasury bill today, you could get a 5.39, a 5.4% return for the next year. What's happening, the stock market did well today, but what has happened last week was as these rates trickled up, you're going, I got money in Chase Bank. I've got a Treasury bill I can buy. I don't have any risk. I don't have to worry about Hurd saying it went up a point, it went down a point. I can go get a bird in the hand with a U.S. Treasury bill for 4.9% or 5%. And so what happens is every time those rates go up, it bleeds a little bit of cash out of the stock market because it eliminates some buyers. They start becoming a bigger group of sellers. And so that's how you end. That's why rates going up are bad on the market, not only as it relates to investment, but it also is bad on the market because the underlying operations of those entities are also having increased expense, interest expense, and therefore are less profitable as it goes up. So it hurts both on the stock price level and it hurts on the operating profitability or income level. Both ways, but that's what the Fed is having to do because our federal government is just grossly overspending. We're going to have a potential budget fight in September, a month away. And they're talking about a federal government shutdown. If we can cut our spending back next year to just the level of pre-COVID, the jobs are back, the businesses are back, the stock market is back, everything is stable. If the federal government can accept the fact that it cannot play Santa Claus 14 months a year, then we can spend less from the federal government. And what that will allow, that would take the pressure off inflation and it would allow the Federal Reserve to lower interest rates a little bit. So that's where we are. The interest rates are high-ish. They are really traditional. We've been spoiled for 15 years. We've had at the Federal Reserve a base zero interest rate data, what they call overnight. The one-day interest rate's been zero. It's never been heard of before. It was a financial experiment that we are now learning does not work, because all you get at the end of it is you get any of that growth that you got, you're gonna lose it through inflation. That's where we are. It's an interesting dichotomy, because we have got the best thing for the market is a progressively slower spending at the federal level and allowing the deficit to come down from $2 trillion a year to one. It used to be $1 trillion was high. With the COVID, it's become $2 trillion is standard. We need to get it down to below $1 trillion, and it's going to take some pressure off the Federal Reserve. Oil and gas, let's get to it. $82 a barrel, that's not bad. It's down a little bit, down 1%. That's good. Getting close to my 80, getting close to where my ceiling that I want it to be is 80, so it's down in the 78, 79. That's what I think really makes the Louisiana market and economy best, between the cost to us and the royalty checks that we get in the state. So it's down to 82. That was down a little over 1%. Natural gas closed at 2.48. That was down almost 3%. That one's down. Remember, that thing got up to 2.9. And so what that means is you've lost, let me see if I can do this. You've lost a 20% compared to what the value of natural gas was when it was at 2.9. So that's not a great number, because we've got an awful lot of people receiving royalty checks, and we sure want to keep those coming in, because they help people buy Cadillacs. They help people buy books and school supplies for the family. That's where we are now. Let's see, Mr. Bitcoin. Bless his heart, he did better. He's at 26,574, up 732 points. We're finished with the market. When we get back, we're going to talk about Louisiana's finances a little bit, and then we're going to talk about crime and clemency, and I don't understand why murderers get away with murder. We'll be that. Paul Hurd's your host. We'll be right back. Shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance. Let's shout. Shake your body down to the ground. Let's dance. Let's shout. Shake your body down to the ground.
The Meat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Monday evenings at 7 p.m. The place for unadulterated truths, brought to you by a pillar of the New Orleans community. From civil rights to constitutional rights to elder rights to just what's plain right, the Meat Exchange is your local community voice. Tune in to the Meat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Monday evenings at 7 p.m.
Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Hello, this is Jack Clay. Thank you for listening and participating in the Jack Clegg Show Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Our audience and management have asked us to extend the show to Thursday nights at 7 p.m., and we will do that. at least until the 2024 election is over. We will continue to oppose the rich men north of Richmond who want to control what we think and control what we do.
USA News Update. The plane reportedly carrying Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader of the mercenary group that marched on Moscow in June, may have been shot down. That's the belief of Congressman James Comer.
We've seen a history and a pattern here with respect to Putin's enemies meeting untimely deaths.
Video online shows the trail of a missile and the plane crashing. Russian state media reports Prigozhin was killed. The number of people confirmed dead in Lahaina remains at 115, but the number of people considered missing is back to about 1,100. That's according to the FBI's official list, which fell to about 850 people earlier in the week. Donald Trump's campaign says the former president has already won tonight's Republican primary debate in Milwaukee, despite his plans to skip the event. Campaign advisor Chris LaCivita, in a statement, said the debate is going to be all about Trump and that the undercard event is more like an audition for candidates to be part of Trump's second term. John Schaefer, USA News.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. It's finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyroot for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional healthcare. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, healthcare anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually you can only get access...
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com. Now is your chance to get rid of those old pants for good. WGSO supports the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Green Light. Grace needs to restock its free clothing closet for the unsheltered with new or gently used menswear. Donations accepted Tuesday and Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. at 1526 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard, or anytime at donate.graceatthegreenlight.org.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
It's the Flaming Conservative. Join me now on Friday nights at 7 p.m. for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. for our 8th season of Breakfast with the Bayou Bengals live from the Silver Slipper Casino in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi.
We're back on the second half of the big show. We're at the bottom of the hour. We're headed to the top of the hour at 5. Glad to have you with us. Remember, you can reach me at Louisiana Excellence, 504-556-9696. Just bring it on. Look, let me mention a couple of things, and we're going to talk about, is it okay that murderers just get away with murder? We're talking about those 20 pending clemency hearings. We've got three or four of them on murders from Orleans and Jefferson. Can't get a word, or can't get a peep out of the district attorneys, the sheriffs, nothing. The associations have pled their platitudes that, oh, we're against it, but where is my elected official standing up saying death penalty is for real in Louisiana? Death penalty is supported by the people of Louisiana for assured murders. And how are we going to enforce it when we've got a governor whose clemency board has all but been ordered, just give clemency to them all. Go ahead and just hear him, because we think that might be good. And I'm going, if you just, I mean, it's like if you don't steal more than 1,000, no more theft will occur. Yes, it will. We need punishment. We need responsibility. We need results and punishment for outrageous acts of brutality and violence. But look, I skipped over the finances. If you don't know it, right now you don't have to pay your electric bill. Because it's been so hot, Entergy has decided, well, if you're under Entergy, Entergy has decided that they're not, even if you don't pay your bill, they're not going to turn you off. So just like so many welfare programs, just like when President Biden said, don't worry about paying your student loan, because we're just going to forego your payment for next month and next month and next month. You know what happens? It comes due. This is the classic take welfare, get dependent, get. I was shocked when people started complaining about having to pay their student loans, because the president had told them they didn't need to. And so they had taken that money and they're spending it on other things. They're going out to, literally the article, they're going out to eat more often. We're being able to go to more entertainment. And we don't see why we should have to pay for our student loan. You got to pay for your student loan the same reason you pay for your car. You bought an education in exchange for a cost. And you pay for it, and then you get the rewards of your student loan. Same thing on these bills. Entergy says you don't have to pay this month. You don't have to pay next month. But next month, they're going to tell you, you got to pay, and you got to catch up everything you didn't pay. So just get used to the welfare bait and switch. Oh, we promised to care for you, and all they're doing is making you dependent and destitute. Another interesting development in Louisiana is, now I didn't know this part, at LSU, I knew there were a lot of PhD students that do an awful lot of teaching. They do a lot of the nuts and bolts teaching of the underclassmen, and even the master's program people are taught by some of the students that are at LSU and other universities, but at LSU, seeking a PhD in a subject will be part of what they're required to do, is to teach those below them. Well, LSU raised all the stipends, all of the payments, all the salaries for all of the PhD students up to $23,000 per academic year. Now, on the one hand, that's not a lot of money. On the other hand, they're investing in an education, in a doctorate program for their life, for their improvement. I guess I'm glad they're being paid, but how did they really need to do this? Did they really pay too much? Well, let's see. It turns out that now our PhD students in Louisiana at LSU are the highest paid PhD degree seeking graduates in the SEC. Now, I do get a kick out of, no matter what we do, no matter what we're talking about, when we're trying to decide how Louisiana's doing, we want to know how it ranks with the states that are in the SEC. Now, we're bringing more in. You're going to get Oklahoma. We already have Texas at Texas A&M. But we're going to bring in Texas at Austin. We're going to bring in Oklahoma. So the SEC test is going to expand. But right now, we've got the number one pay for PhD students in the SEC. We're number one. Where are we on sales taxes? We're number 14. Where are we on income taxes? We're number 14. Maybe we'll learn that excellence takes some effort, but that's where we are. Now I'm back to my clemency problem. Clancy DeBose wrote a special letter for the New Orleans Advocate, Times-Picayune, about Governor Edwards's suggestion that we need clemency for these murderers. Let's remember, right now at the hearings on October 3rd, Mr. Connick, are you out there? I hope someone at your office is listening. Jefferson has Emmett Taylor. He only killed one person. He just shot him in the back of the head for the fun of it. And he's been on death row. He's been sentenced. There's no question of innocence. Where are you, Jefferson Parish? Where are you, Sheriff of Jefferson Parish? We need to know where you are in what the actions you're taking in relation to these clemency hearings. If it's only to say we're going to be there, we've already contacted the victims. We want to make sure the family of the victims know of the proceeding. They know what they can do. We need to help the victims get there. What are you doing, Sheriff? What are you doing, DA? The DAs have divisions for witness and victim services. What is the victim service division for Mr. Connick? What about the witness and victim divisions for Jason Williams, Orleans Parish? Crickets. We need to know. We need to know that our institutions that are supposed to protect us from crime are protecting us from crime, even the ramifications of crime after it happens. Remember, Orleans, we have up for clemency one of the most notorious murderers out of Orleans Parish. And that was Antoinette Frank. Killed three people for a little bit of cash. A police officer herself had worked security. Her partner was working security at the Vietnamese restaurant. She gets off work, comes over to the restaurant, and as it is closing, she executes her own New Orleans Police Department partner, then shoots a 17-year-old Vietnamese owner of a restaurant working there that night and a 24-year-old owner that was working there last night. Three executed on the floor victims. She's up for clemency. I don't hear you, Mr. Williams. I don't hear Mr. Williams's victim and witness protection division helping the families that of these people that were executed in their own businesses. Mr. DeBose says John Bel Edwards is showing that he's pro-life because he's concerned about executing murderers. He didn't care that he's had over 10,000 abortions of innocent people during his term, but he's worried about Ms. Franks being executed after she executed three other citizens of Orleans. Paul Hurd, your host. I'm disgusted with our law enforcement. We'll be right back to finish the show. One more segment.
When politicians handcuff the police instead of criminals, we have a problem. This is Jeff Landry. As an experienced former police officer and sheriff's deputy, I will defend, not defund, our police. Serving as your attorney general, I've helped take hundreds of criminals off the street. I have seen the need for change, and I will lead. As your governor, I will reverse failed policies that are driving crime, bring truth and transparency to criminal justice, and help stop crime before it happens. To protect jobs and grow wages, we must have safety and security. Keeping kids out of crime starts with reforming our education system. The solution is not more liberal politics, but action. If you agree, join our campaign at jefflandry.com. Together, we can make Louisiana great. Paid for by Landry for Louisiana.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812. Or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ron Richardson every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
We're back. Glad to be here on our special Louisiana Excellence Program hotline. You can call it 504-556-9696. I've got my caller. I think this is the pro-life whistleblower. He brings it in here every now and then. We're glad to have him. What you got today?
Hey, listen, I'm blowing my whistle first. Listen up. I heard you talking.
I'm going to get you a new whistle. There's no doubt about it. I'm going to have to get you a new whistle.
Yeah, I'm going to go. There's a police station outlet that's close by that sells to military and police. And I'm going to go there and check out, see what kind of whistles they have there. But anyway, it's next to the Grand Buffet by the Oopalong Bridge in case you want to go buy some stuff, Kevlar jackets and ammunition and stuff like that. But anyway, I want to tell you that you brought up something earlier that touched a nerve in me. And you said that they want to give clemency to these murderers. Well, I heard there was 56 men and one woman, 57 in total that he wants to give clemency to. And that's terrible.
That's the right number. Another number that goes with it, it is 100% of those who are on death row in Louisiana. 100%.
Well, he says he's pro-life. Yeah, but he's pro-life for criminals and not babies. Because I can tell you right now, there used to be an abortion clinic on Ridge Lake in Metairie that ran parallel to Causeway Boulevard. And Anyway, I must have been in front of that place. I'm not even kidding. I'll bet you I was in front of that place 9,000-10,000 times protesting for several hours. And I do remember early on when I first started doing it, this was like 25 years ago, that they sent snipers on top of the building across the street from us, not directly across the street from us, but a few buildings down. And what, they were going to shoot us because they had signs? I'm serious. People can tell you that were there, and a lot of people are still alive that were there during that time. And they actually had snipers on top of the building, a few buildings down on the top of the building.
Look, I appreciate you bringing it in. I think that's what I'm trying to bring up here with John Bell Edwards and Mr. Clancy Dubose. Let me finish with them. I appreciate the call because there's a difference between clemency for people who are stained with murder and evil. There's a whole different quality of pro-life for the innocent, for those who have not gotten a fair shake or never gotten the opportunity to live. And I think it's reverse. It's ironic to me that the very people like John Bell Edwards who will advocate, they want to use your heart, your morality, my morality. They want to use it against us. They don't give a twit. They think they can flash morality by saying, take our worst, our people who have earned this punishment, this, and I want to make sure the next one on the street and the next one on the street understands, if I pull this trigger, I could be putting a needle in my arm. If I don't pull the trigger and don't kill them, I got a chance to stay alive. And right now, if we make it where if you kill people, you get life, you're going to get life for a robbery anyway. So you might as well kill them. And they don't understand the protective nature of this kind of sentences. But look, what I wanted to say is this. What are we not getting out of Jefferson Parish? What are we not getting out of Orleans Parish? The Western District of Louisiana, under the federal system, has a Western District U.S. Attorney. That U.S. Attorney has already established a special gun and drug violence team that he's paired up with the district attorney out of Caddo Parish, Shreveport, which is our third worst city in Louisiana on murders. They have this year, they had 42 last year, and they've already got 47 murders in half a year. The U.S. attorney is trying to do something with the DA, Mr. Stewart. I commend him for it. Now, the answer is find them, prosecute them, sentence them, and put them in jail, and we will stop people from showing up in the morning dead on their front lawn. That's what's going on in Caddo Parish. The same U.S. attorney is doing it in Morehouse Parish, with the DA that has Ouachita Parish and Morehouse Parish. And again, they're trying to create an overlap of personnel so that they can identify those that the U.S. attorney can prosecute, those that the state DA can prosecute, but ultimately to focus on guns, drugs, and violence. And that's what we have to do to stop this. And the one other part of this is bail. We've got to make sure that if these people are vicious, if these people have rap sheets, we need to be able to make sure their bail is high enough that they don't get out, because bail has two purposes, not one. It has one purpose: make sure you come to trial when it's time. That doesn't have anything to do with whether you're going to go out and commit another one. What it does, bail also has to do with, is the protection of the community on whether or not you, the perpetrator who's asking for bail, Remember, when you get bail, you're always ordered not to violate any other laws. The answer is, if you've convinced the court that you're going to violate other laws, you're not entitled to a bail that will let you out. So again, the U.S. attorney in the Western District is doing a good job in Caddo. He's trying to do something in Wichita Morehouse. That's what we need. And I would suggest to Mr. Clancy DuBose that clemency for these murders, how do you explain to the police officer's family, how do you explain to that Vietnamese family who had two of their members of their family working hard, working late at night, and get executed by Antoinette Frank? One of the other ones that's up for clemency is out of East Baton Rouge, since I know we've got lots of LSU Tiger fans. The lady who murdered Warren, our running back that ended up at the Buccaneers. I had his name on the tip of my tongue. The lady, his mother, was murdered while she was at work. And Warren Dunn, I thank you. My producer is coming in strong. I had it, and I got so focused on the murder, I lost it. But she's up for clemency. Warren still doesn't have his mother. She was a single mother raising multiple kids, working double shifts, and she gets murdered. And Warren's had to go on and make something of himself. But she is now up for clemency. It makes no sense to me. And I know that the East Baton Rouge district attorney has spoken up and said these clemency hearings should not occur. Clemency itself should not occur. These people are clearly guilty. They are clearly convicted, and they have no right for our society to simply ignore the evil and the brutality of their actions. Look, we'll be back. We're going to keep talking clemency until Jefferson Parish and Orleans Parish steps up and wants to talk about protecting our community. This is Paul Hurd, your host. Louisiana Live is coming in hot. We're going to talk about the governor's race and polling tomorrow. Come on back and see us on Thursday.
Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hey, everything old is new again, fans. This is Douglas Viviani with David Cohen. We are changing times on WGSO 990 AM from Saturdays at 1 to 9 AM. That's every Saturday. Everything old is new again. David, what do you think?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, we're kind of morning people more than afternoons.